And now, back in its regular time slot.
Oh, what's occurring?
Your chance to play along. Send me a text to 81119. Let me know how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
Bang on 5:30, I think you'll find, for the first one back in the afternoon. Chappers is at the cricket in Edgbaston. Hi.
That isn't his regular time slot.
Oh, well, yeah.
What's happened to 5:38?
Regular. Well, as regular as I can be.
Right, okay.
Becky, are you ready?
No.
Go for it.
Oh, I don't care anymore about your regularities.
Right, first one. You know Steve Coogan?
Yeah.
Off of Alan Partridge and lots of other characters?
Yeah.
Do you think someone like Steve Coogan keeps up with current music, like what we do?
No.
Do you think he is a fan of Alicia Dixon?
No, that's a different question.
For her music, I mean.
Yes.
Well, I decided to put him to the test. We played Steve Coogan, the boy does nothing, when he came in the other day. But when we stopped it, could he carry on singing it? How well does he know that song? My question to you is, how long would Steve Coogan carry on singing Alicia Dixon's The Boy Does Nothing? Chappers.
11 seconds.
11 before he just didn't know anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, I'm not sure he'll even get the words right to start with, but I think he'll try for about 11 seconds.
Okay, good. Becky?
6 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Steve Coogan carrying on singing Alicia Dixon.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he dances, and I watch him. He's kind of funky, he's kind of cool. He's a little bit irresponsible, but he's cool. And I like his clothes, even though he's the kind of person who might not necessarily have my best interests at heart. But I see him on a Saturday night in Camden, and he wears a strange hat and skinny jeans, and he's over 30. And that means it's a cry for help that he's so self-consciously trendy, but I really fancy him. And then we go home, and the next day I go and buy something in Camden from a store where the people wear goth-type makeup. And then I'm really, really trendy, and it's a bit of a mishmash, but it's quite fashionable to not try singing that well in those kind of sort of North London-y ways. And I'm bored already.
Right. There we are. There's a little bit in that when you sounded like singing about Nick Grimshaw.
But I see him on a Saturday night in Camden.
Yep.
And he wears a strange hat and skinny jeans. Yep. And he's over 30.
Apart from that bit, obviously. So, Steve Coogan didn't really get the tune or anything, but he did carry on. So, you said 11 seconds. It was actually 1 minute 10 seconds, Chappers.
Was it?
Yeah, you get it.
Wow. What's occurring?
You don't get it, you get the point.
Thanks.
Next one. You know Anton Deck?
Yeah.
They're great, aren't they?
Very good.
On the biggest show at the moment, Britain's Got Talent. Did you see them with Susan Boyle on Sunday night?
No.
A little bit patronising.
Yeah.
They're normally not at all Anton Deck. They normally leave that to Amanda. But... But,
you didn't say all of this last night, did you?
But no.
No.
But they were on this particular occasion. My question to you, how many times did Anton Deck say, good girl?
Oh, no.
To Susan Boyle.
To Subo?
To Subo on Sunday night. Good girl. Becky.
13. Why are you laughing?
That's a ridiculous guess.
What, too many or too little?
Don't tell us, Scott. 8.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Anton Deck with Susan Boyle on Britain's Got Talent. Isn't she a good girl?
This one little woman from a tiny village in Scotland has got the whole world talking about her.
Susan, you've been waiting all day to do that. How did it feel?
Fantastic.
Good girl.
This one little woman.
Did it add to the pressure for tonight, though? more pressure. It was really good tonight.
Good girl.
Oh,
good
girl. Yeah.
Good girl.
You did.
This one little woman.
You've enjoyed every minute, have you?
I've enjoyed every second. Good. I'll do it again.
Good.
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 On behalf of the whole world,
thank you, Susan.
Little woman.
Wow. Five patronising good girls in there. And we mixed it up with a bit of...
other patronising stuff.
A bit of Amanda, you know, just talking about...
This one little woman.
This little woman from Scotland. And look at her now, this little woman. Oh, God. Anyway, like I said, they do normally leave it to Amanda. But well done to Out and Deck for getting five in there, which means that, Chappers, you win again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! What's occurring?
This one little woman.
Right, next one.
It's obviously my lucky ground, Edgbaston. Yeah, it's where I win. Over. Maybe I should play every day from here.
Good boy.
Don't do that again, please.
Last one. You know Rav off Crime Watch?
Yes.
He's the hunky policeman one that solves all the crimes on Crime Watch.
I had a mastermind with him.
Wow. What a nice man.
Very nice man.
Let's say that a stalker type maybe found his phone number and then rang Rav up.
Yeah.
Do you think that he would be nice to the stalker type, or do you think he'd be like, go away, like a proper celeb?
I think he'd be nice.
Okay, well, let's find out. I called Rav off Crime Watch today, being his stalker. You know the one I'd do, yeah.
Oh, you're doing it as character, are you? I thought you were just doing it as you.
No, I'm doing it as as the one with the slight Bristolian accent.
Okay.
We haven't done it for a while. My question to you both. How long could Rav on the from Crime Watch stay on the phone to his stalker for before he just wanted to go?
50 seconds.
Becky.
I think he's nicer than that. 1 minute 20.
Let's find out then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Rav from Crime Watch being phoned up by his West Country stalker again.
Hello?
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 Hello, is that the policeman?
I'm ex-police.
You're actual Rav, aren't you? OMG, I can't believe this. I'm speaking to actual Rav off Crime Watch off BBC One. I love you on that show. I do.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
OMG, I am your biggest fan. I can't... Right, what I've done is I've nicked this phone off someone, right? And
right.
It's got your number in it. So do you fancy coming around and arresting me? Because I got stolen goods. So you could bring your handcuffs if you want.
Oh dear, I don't know about that.
Right, well, thing is, I love it when you're that torso of the week in heat. I loves that.
Oh no!
Don't have nightmares.
No,
I never have nightmares with you, Rab. I have lovely dreams.
Oh well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, can we meet up sometime, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. What's your name?
Oh, I can't remember.
You can't remember?
Paul's my name.
Paul.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Paul.
Yeah, I've got all of your work on DVD. Can I come round your house?
That's probably not going to happen, Paul.
I'm thinking about committing a crime just so I can meet you. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't advise you did that.
I'm quite nice. I'm not a stalker or anyone weird.
You're not a stalker or anyone weird, but you just phone me up out of the blue and say you want to commit a crime if I arrest you.
Is there, like, a small crime I could do where I wouldn't get into loads of trouble, but I could still meet you, Rav, off Crime Watch?
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you what, you could come on the road show.
Oh, come on, anything you want. Yeah, I'll do that. Can I phone you at this time every day, though, just for a chat, then, if you're not prepared for me to come round?
So you want to phone me every single day at the same time, do you?
Yes, I do. We could be friends, Rav.
Paul, you are my friend. But no, we will not be speaking every day on the phone, because I'm a very busy man, Paul.
Oh.
As okay. I'm sure you are too.
I'm not busy at all. I got all the time in the world for you, Rav. Anyway, I'll see you at the road show.
See you there, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'll commit a small crime, and I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Well,
that was frighteningly good.
Yeah.
Were you acting?
It was 2 minutes 21 he stayed on the floor. He said he was nice.
Can I just say, loads of people under sex are saying, did you talk about Susan Boyle and Good Girl yesterday on the show?
In the morning?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Chapp has still got it wrong, even though he was there and listening at the time?
No, because I thought there were an extra three good girls, but in fact he just went good, good, good.
So you were trying to cheat and you still messed it up?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't cheating at all. It's called revision and preparation, Becky.
Yeah.
It's how you get ahead in sporting contests.
If you were here yesterday, you would have known that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a punishment.
Well, you were the one that couldn't be bothered to come in whilst we're working
hard. Says the man at the cricket today.
Working. Anyway, so...
You're such a bad loser.
It's 2-1 to Chappers on today's Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did, please, on the text. Thank you very much.
Oh!